First Chronicles, chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, to Jerusalem. And then David the king stood up on his feet and said, Listen and hear me, my brethren, and my people. I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and for the footstool of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building. But Yahweh had said to me, You will not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. Howbeit Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he has chosen Yehuda to be the ruler. And of the house of Yehuda, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, Solomon, your son, he will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now, for this reason, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, so that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, because Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will throw you off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. And then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses of it, and of the treasures of it, and of the upper chambers of it, and of the inner parlors of it, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of Yahweh, and all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of Yahweh, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also, for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the vessels of service in the house of Yahweh. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold, by weight, for every candlestick, and for the lamps of it, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps of it, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold, for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also, pure gold for the flesh hooks and the bowls and the cups, and for the golden basins, he gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, Yahweh made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh Elohim, even my Elohim, will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you, until you've finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they will be with you for all the service of the house of Yahweh, and there shall be with you for all manner of workmanship every willing, skillful man, for any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at your commandment. End of chapter 28.